Well, we're almost there. Welcome back to Module 4, our last module in our migration course from Amazon AWS to Microsoft Azure. In this module, we'll be talking about uploading and importing virtual machines that we've exported from Amazon AWS to the Microsoft Azure Cloud. My name is Keith Mayer. I'm a Senior Technical Evangelist at Microsoft. You can find me online at keithmayer.com. And now, let's get started with the last stages of our VM migration. Okay, well, we're almost there in migrating our virtual machines from Amazon AWS to Microsoft Azure. In this module, we'll take our exported and converted virtual hard disks and step through the process of uploading and importing those as virtual machines on the Microsoft Azure Cloud platform. At the end of this module, we'll also have some other resources that you can leverage for stepping through this end-to-end process in your own cloud environment. So when we think about stepping through the tasks involved with uploading and importing Azure VMs, there's four key tasks that we'll need to perform. We'll need to take the fixed VHD that we prepped in our prior module and get that up into Microsoft Azure Blob Storage. Once our fixed VHD is copied up to Microsoft Azure Storage, we'll need to register that VHD as an Azure disk. And then once registered as an Azure disk, provision a new Azure virtual machine from that Azure disk. Once we've done that, we can jump out to the management portal for Azure and confirm the Azure VM status and connect into it to make sure it's operational. So we're almost there. Well, let's get started with walking through these tasks together for uploading and importing Azure virtual machines. Okay, well, here we are back in our on-premises lab environment. I've remote desktopped to my Windows Server 2012 R2 Hyper-V host again, and we're back inside our Windows PowerShell integrated scripting environment. So, in the prior module, we converted and prepared our VHD and installed Hyper-V integration services. Now we're ready to upload this VHD to Microsoft Azure Storage. Before we do that, there's a couple of variable values that we'll need to set. We'll need to set the value of our Azure Storage account so that we can tell it the name of our Microsoft Azure Storage account. We'll also want to specify the local path that converted VHD is sitting inside. So I'm storing that in a My Source VHD variable. In addition, we'll need to construct the URL string through that storage account to the path that we'll be placing our uploaded virtual hard disk in. So I'm setting that to my destination VHD. We'll want to specify when we're ready to provision our new virtual machine using this uploaded VHD, the VM name and cloud service name as well. So I'm just going to go ahead and run these few variables so we can go ahead and set them. And then to begin the upload process, it's as easy as using the add Azure VHD PowerShell commandlet. So add Azure VHD takes the local file path stored in My Source VHD and the destination path out on Microsoft Azure Storage up in the cloud stored in the My Dest VHD variable. And we'll go ahead and run that, and we'll see during the upload process that the upload process will actually go through several steps. First, it walks through the steps of calculating out an MD5 hash. And it does that because these files are very large in size. It wants to confirm that they were uploaded properly. So that's the first step. It rolls through the file locally to calculate an MD5 hash, and then it does empty block detection. Remember, we mentioned in the prior module that although we're converting that virtual hard disk to a fixed size hard disk, the upload process knows how to detect empty blocks, so it's not wasting bandwidth and time uploading blocks that don't have any data in them. Once it's done that, then the actual upload process begins. And depending on the speed of your internet connection and the size of the virtual hard disk, This can take anywhere from several minutes to many minutes. So we'll wait through that process. And there we go. Our upload has completed. And now that VHD is sitting out in Azure storage in the cloud. Well, now that our upload has completed, we'll need to take that uploaded virtual hard disk file and register it as an Azure disk. And we do that using the add Azure disk command. By registering it as an Azure disk, it allows us to tell Azure the operating system, or if it's a data disk, we can use add Azure data disk as the commandlet. It also allows us to specify the media location for where we've uploaded the VHD itself, and to specify a disk name that will show up as a name of a disk that we can attach to an Azure virtual machine when we're ready to provision that virtual machine. So we'll go ahead and run that command line for add Azure disk. It doesn't take very long because the heavy lifting in the process has already been done of uploading the file to Azure storage. That's what takes the longest time usually. So add Azure disk has succeeded, and we now have that virtual hard disk registered as an Azure disk that we can attach to a new virtual machine. And now that we've added our Azure disk, we're ready to provision our new Azure virtual machine using that converted disk. Exciting, we're getting to the end here of our conversion process. And we can do that using the new Azure VM config PowerShell commandlet to pull in the name of our VM, specify an Azure VM size, small, medium, large, extra large, specify the name of our disk that we previously registered, and then specify any additional parameters that we may need to configure our VM, such as firewall endpoints. In this case, we're opening up a firewall endpoint for remote desktop support. We're opening up port 3389. Once we've done that, we can pipe that into the new Azure VM commandlet to provision that virtual machine under an Azure Cloud service and specify the Azure Data Center region in which we'd like that VM to be provisioned. So I'll go ahead and run that command, and that will walk us through the process of provisioning that new Azure virtual machine inside the cloud service. So there we go, the cloud service was created, and the virtual machine deployment has completed. So our virtual machine's been uploaded and provisioned on the Microsoft Azure platform. Our last step is to confirm that the VM is operational. So I'm just gonna go out to my web browser, browse out to the Microsoft Azure portal, go down to the virtual machines page, and here we see the virtual machine in a running status. Now, after the virtual machine's been initially provisioned, the first time, we recommend going through a restart, full operating system shutdown and restart of that VM before trying to connect into it or being able to try to connect to any application resources on that virtual machine. Because the first time the VM comes up with Hyper-V integration services installed as a package, there may be some driver work that has to be done to make all those drivers operational. So after it's been running for a few minutes, I'm just going to go ahead and restart that virtual machine. It'll go through the restart process. So restarting virtual machine, WS2008 VM01. You'll see it in a stopping state. And then it'll restart and return back into a running state like we have here. Now that we've got our VM in a running state, down on the toolbar, we can click the connect button and open up the remote desktop connection. Go ahead and connect. Specify our credentials. I'll log in as the local administrator, the same username credentials that we would have used when the virtual machine was running out on the AWS cloud. Same password. I'll click OK. And it'll connect to remote desktop. There we go. And we're now connected to our new virtual machine that's been migrated from the Amazon AWS cloud over to the Microsoft Azure cloud using Disk to VHD, using Windows PowerShell with the AWS PowerShell module and the Azure PowerShell module, and using the free version of Hyper-V Server 2012 R2 as well. So it's just that easy. And leveraging PowerShell, we could certainly script and automate this process if we had several virtual machines that required conversion. Okay, well, in this module, we finished our migration process of migrating Amazon AWS virtual machines over to Microsoft Azure. So now it's your turn. Go out and activate your own free Microsoft Azure subscription by browsing out to our Microsoft Azure free trial link, and then leverage our AWS Cloud Lab step-by-step guide for migrating VMs from AWS to Azure yourself. Give it a try. In addition, to learn more about Microsoft Azure and hybrid cloud, be sure to become an early expert in hybrid cloud, leveraging our early experts free online study group at the Hybrid Cloud Labs link. In addition, be sure to check out our other TechNet and Microsoft Virtual Academy resources, like the TechNet Evaluation Center with free copies of the latest IT Pro products suitable for download and evaluation in your own on-premises lab environment, and TechNet Virtual Labs. If you don't have an on-premises lab, you can use TechNet Virtual Labs to spin up those latest products in a virtual lab environment that requires just an internet connection and a web browser on your side to connect to. It's a great way of being able to try out our latest products with no on-premises lab environment necessary. Also, be sure to come back for other free online technical courses on Microsoft Virtual Academy. If you haven't completed the other modules in this course, be sure to do those as well, as this is the last module in our course on migrating virtual machines from Amazon AWS to Microsoft Azure.